You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
You are listening to Bridging the Social Distance. My name is Jenny Mitchell, and I recorded this show here at CFRU, Guelph's campus and community radio station, as a means of creating a platform for us to share ideas and feelings and perspectives in the wake of this global pandemic that is COVID-19. I was afraid that people would get isolated or I would lose the opportunity to chat with my community and find out how everyone is doing, so I made this show. If you're listening and you would like to get involved or be interviewed, you can contact me at mobile@cfru.ca. I'd like to provide the disclaimer that these interviews were recorded at different points in time, so situations in some of these locations may have changed. This show is also being syndicated for CIOI in Hamilton, Ontario. Today I'm speaking with Pacifico Valeriot, a 100-year-old resident who lives over at the village of Riverside Glen, who was born and raised here in Guelph. This interview was originally recorded on July 22nd, 2020.
Can you introduce yourself for listeners?
I am Pacifico Valeriot. Rhymes with Lariat. I call Puss, P-U-S-S. Anything else you want?
Everything else. What do you want to share? Can you tell me a bit about yourself?
What do you want me to tell you?
Were you born in Guelph?
I was born in Guelph, yeah. On Arrow Street.
Let's go back to the early days. How early do you remember?
When I was a kid in my father's store.
Yeah, can I hear about that?
Well, my father had a store on Arrow Street. And as a kid, I grew up there. I could eat anything I wanted, like bananas, anything, as I grew up there. So that's why he went broke. No, not really. Anyway, I lived on Alice Street. That was named after the Princess Alice. Did you ever heard of her?
No.
Well, she was a princess in England. Princess Alice. And I don't think she's ever been on Alice Street, though. So I lived in Owl Street most of the time. Then I went to war.
Do you want to talk about the war, or is that a time you don't like to talk about?
What do you want to know about the war? I was in the Air Force.
Oh, yeah?
Radar. That was the big thing. Nobody knew too much about radar except me. I had fun. I was, 19, 20 years old.
Wow.
And all the British girls wanted to come to Canada. They got fooled. They got somebody that went out to the prairies. They got stuck out there. Oh, that was hilarious. But anyway, I spent most of the time in the Air Force in England, Scotland, Italy, Algeria, Tunisia. I had a lot of fun.
Can you tell me a bit about what your job was in the Army, like about radar? I don't know a lot about it.
Radar. Well, we detected enemy aircraft. We detected aircraft coming in to bomb us.
Okay.
And so we could detect them and send our airplanes against them and shoot them down. That was it. Radar.
Wow.
And radar stands for what? Range and I don't remember what it is. Range and something. Anyway, it worked. Because then they soon found out that we were using this. They stopped coming.
Yeah.
But we won the war, that's why.
Nice.
Other than that, nothing else I can tell you.
Well, I would. I grew up in Guelph, and I love stories about old Guelph. And so anything you want to share about Guelph from back in the day, I would love.
No, I was born in Guelph. And that's about all I can tell you. Grew up, and then I went to war.
Do you remember any stories from your childhood before you went away?
Oh, I was in my father's store, yeah. I used to eat all the profit up.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
So what else did you do in Guelph when you were a kid?
In Guelph, I worked at a place called the Lancashire Felt, 22 cents an hour. I got rich. I couldn't spend any of it, so I was rich. Oh, it was a good, I was a kid. My father had a grocery store, so I never went hungry.
Yeah.
My mother used to know that we had, in the front of the store, a bunch of bananas. The bananas came in bunches. I don't know if you ever seen. So yeah. I would pull one up. And she'd know I took it. The bananas would still be moving. I said, okay. So then I got smart. But that was it. And then I went to school there. Eventually went to the Air Force and went to Algeria, Tunisia, Italy. I saw my grandparents in Italy. And that was about it. And then after the war, I came back home and married, had a family, and went broke all the time, no money. So, but I had fun.
Can you tell me about Lancashire Felt? What did you do at the felt factory?
Oh, they made hats, felt hats. So it was just one of the jobs was to sit in front of a tub, and you dip the hats in this liquid, and then pass them through a wringer and squeeze on. So you put the stuff was to enforce the hats. Their felt hats, and you put some liquid in there. That was 22 cents an hour. That was the going rate those days. I would make 22 cents, but send 24. So I went broke quick.
Do you remember how old you were when you worked at the felt place?
At the Lancashire Felt? I was 15, 16.
Okay. Yeah. So just before the war.
Yeah.
That's right. Were you still living at home with your parents at that point?
I was at home with my family, yeah.
Do you have brothers or sisters?
Yes, lots of them. Dominic was the oldest. Mike was the next one. Steve, Celio, Richard. I think, and then Mary, Sandra, and Elizabeth.
Oh, wow.
My father had a grocery store.
Yeah.
We ate all the profits.
Yeah, now I kind of understand. If all your brothers and sisters were eating from that store, that's a lot of food.
It is, yeah. Well, we didn't steal. We'd go to jail if we stole. No, it was a good life down on Owl Street. The big highlight was when they paved the street. Then we could roller skate on it.
Wow.
Before that, you could run. That was love. I was just a kid then.
Yeah.
Ever been on roller skates?
No. Been on rollerblades. They're like a different version.
Skates, yeah.
Yeah,
rollers.
Yeah.
That's ice with those skates. Yeah.
Yeah, I had like a more modern, a newer version. And yeah. I would skate around the neighborhood too, but... I live up on Grove Street, so there's a huge hill.
Grove, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it can't really skate around here because you just go all the way down the hill.
Grove Street. I lived at Alice.
Yeah.
Named after the Princess Alice. We didn't know who she was, but she was the princess.
Where was your dad's store? Like, where on Alice? Do you remember?
134, right across from the Northern Rubber Company. Mm. That was a big company, and my father's store was right. We lived there, like, along the Owl Street. And I used to sit as a kid at noon. I'd watch all the women pouring out of the place to go home for lunch. Then they go rushing back in again. And I'd sit and skate, watch all this movement back and forth. And then at 5 o'clock, they all come out and go home. That was Alice Street. But then I could, at least when they paved it, I could roller skate. That was a big deal.
Do you remember what else was on Alice Street? Like which other stores and things?
Northern Rubber Company.
Mm-hmm.
I was lived across the road from the Northern Rubber Company. And they hired a lot of people. Then at noon, I'd watch the people, particularly the women, rushing out to go home, have some lunch, then go rushing back to work again. That was my, at noon was a big day, and at lunchtime, and at supper time. Other than that, I grew up, I was able to roller skate when they paved the road, and that was a big lot. I could roll all the way up, and then we hook onto a car and roll with the car until we got caught. That was lots of fun.
Yeah.
I never went hungry. My father had a store. So that's how I got to be big and fat. Yeah. Oh, dear. So where are you? Where am I looking at you?
Grove Street.
Grove Street.
Yeah, so I'm up above the ward. So
I know Grove Street.
Yeah, if I looked to my left, I look at where you were. I'm facing the Church of Our Lady right now.
I see, way up there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So where did you go to after?
I've always been here.
Huh?
I've been here forever. Like,
Forever?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't here. I went away and came back.
Yeah, I never went away.
Never went away. No.
No. I've traveled. Like, I've traveled around Canada, but always lived here. Mm-hmm. I grew up on Northumberland, on the other side of the Church of Our Lady. Then I moved here where I look at the Church of Our Lady. So I've just been on two sides, and I've had the railway tracks next to me my whole life.
What railway? Okay, CPR.
I think so. It's changed names now, but the main one that goes up to Kitchener and Toronto and stuff.
So what else do you do in Guelph?
I have a family.
Did you go to school in Guelph?
No, but I've always worked here, and I have a family. I have two kids.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where are they now?
Downstairs.
Downstairs.
We're all home, yeah.
I was never downstairs. I was upstairs.
Yeah, that's where I am, too.
Yeah.
Upstairs has a better view.
Yeah.
What else was... I wonder what other businesses were in the ward.
What's that again?
When you were a kid, what other businesses were in the ward? Like, which buildings were there? Like, in terms of, like, factories or businesses, which ones were around?
Northern Rubber Company.
Yeah, you mentioned that one on Alice. What else was there?
Taylor Forbes was up around, up the street of the Taylor Forbes, and I don't know what they made, Taylor Forbes, and a few other little factories, that's about it. But it was always busy. My father had a store there, and people coming and going. Half the time he's trying to catch him to get paid for his stuff. He lost money on that deal. But we lived all right. My brothers, Dee, went to Detroit. My other brother, Mike, and C went to college. And C became a doctor, and Richie became a doctor. Mm. I was a salami in the family. I went to war. And so my other brothers went to war. But anyway, I had sisters, Mary, Savina, and Anna, Gertrude. And that's it. How about you? Where are you from?
I was born in Kingston.
Kingston, oh yeah.
Yeah, but we moved when I was two or three. I've been here my whole life since.
Yeah.
And I have brothers and sisters too. They're all scattered around. Most of them moved away.
Mine are too. Mine are all gone. I had a big family.
Mm-hmm.
D, Mike, C, Steve. I think it was eight of us. My father had a grocery store, so we never went hungry.
Mm-hmm.
There was a, in the front of the store, there's a big bunch of bananas. They came in bunches. I don't know if you ever seen them. Bananas, again.
Yeah.
So when I would go and swipe one, and my mother would know because she'd see the bananas still moving. So I couldn't fool her. Other than that, it was a nice start in Guelph. I went to school right next. School's nearby, church was nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to go uptown to go to show or something like that. Other than that, I grew up and I went to war. And that's where I had fun.
You had fun? Fun in the war?
Yeah, sure. They chased me and I chased them. I was in the Air Force. Radar. That was something new, radar. So we got, we were special people. We knew all about radar, and they sent us any place. But after that, there's so many of us, it didn't matter anymore. We were just yo-yos. Other than that, I grew up, and here I am, locked up in this. Oh, it's nice here. Are you from Guelph?
Yeah.
And whereabouts?
Over near the ward, above the ward, in the Grove, right. Grove Street.
Grove Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We used to go up the 100 steps. You saw a picture up there, the 100 steps. So,
did you ever count them?
Yes. I'm not sure whether it was 100. Maybe 101.
Everyone gets a different number when they count them. No one can agree.
There's 100 there anyway, at least.
At least, yeah. We can all agree on that.
100 steps. I think I counted them. Then there's a barbershop was across the road. Joe Tarsini. Other than that.
When you came back from the war, where did you live then?
Well, my parents lived in Owl Street. Then I got married. I went live. Where did I live? I can't remember now. Where did I live?
Were you still in the ward?
Huh?
Still in the ward? No, still in that neighborhood?
No, I lived the other end of town after that.
Oh, okay.
Owl Street, York Road, no, Northumberland. I can't remember anymore. I'm 100 years old, so.
Yeah.
That's my excuse.
It's a good excuse.
That stops people. You're 100 years old, you can't remember. Yes, right.
How did you meet your wife?
Oh, well, she was from Guelph. And I didn't meet her. She met me. That was it.
How did she meet you?
Oh, we went to same church and school, and that was it. I couldn't dance. So that was their big disappointment. Was I couldn't dance? She tried to teach me. I said no. My feet don't work right.
What did you enjoy doing, if not was dancing? That? You weren't a dancer, but what did you do? What did you like to do? Like, what did people do in Guelph for fun when you were a young adult?
Oh, we'd go to the show. That's about all. There's dances. I couldn't dance, so it didn't matter. We used to go to the show. Then we were growing up and learned how to smoke. Smoke cigarettes. It was a good life.
What were shows like back then? Were you watching movies or live performances?
No, movies.
Movies?
Yeah. I don't remember any live ones.
No. I wasn't sure what Guelph had, if they had theater or just movies. Yeah. You had to go downtown for that, though, right?
Yeah, uptown. Yeah. We were down in a place called La Ward.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Ward. They were supposed to be Irish, but we were all Italians, Italian origin, everything, big mixture.
Mm-hmm. How often do you think you went to the movies? Like, did people go
Saturday,
uptown?
On a Saturday we'd go.
Yeah.
I forget what, how much, 15 cents or 20 cents. I can't remember what the price was.
Wow.
We were able to go.
Yeah, you work for an hour at the felt factory, and then you're able to afford the movies.
That's right, yeah. Felt factory. Lancashire felt.
Yeah.
Yeah. My brother helped me. He was a big deal. He got me the job. I had to do the work, but he got me the job. All that. So then I got smart. I joined the Air Force, and I took off. I went to Algeria, Tunisia, Italy. I saw my grandparents there in Italy. And that was about it.
How many years do you think you were gone to war?
Oh, 2 or 3. Yeah, the war was well, I went over. Mm-hmm. We all wanted to go. We weren't pushing you. We wanted to go. So they picked us up and took us where we wanted. Came to North Africa, Algeria, Tunisia, Italy, England, Scotland, Shetland Islands. Mm. I got to go to Shetland Islands because I was stationed up in Yorkshire, and the girls wanted to come to Canada. They heard so much about Canada. And the guys around there made sure we got shipped. So I got sent up to the Shetland Islands. A hell of a place. And eventually I got back to England, Scotland. And here I am. I grew up. And man, he grew up fast then. Mm. We learned to smoke. Everybody smoked then.
Yeah.
Even the girls. If you didn't smoke, you weren't anybody. That was it. And the best thing that you could send to us overseas were cigarettes and tobacco. They would send it to us. Everybody smoked.
How long, when you say you went to these different countries, how long would you be in one place during the war?
Oh, I went to England. Then I went to Scotland. There, I was shipped to the Shetland Islands because mm-hmm. the guys didn't like the girls. Girls were chasing Canadians, and us Canadians got shipped up to the north end of the island. No one has land. Anyway, then we eventually went through all of England, southern England, Yorkshire, London, and that was it. Then back to Canada.
How long were you in Shetland Island, for example?
I was there in the Shetlands for maybe 6 months, 7 months, and got sent away. But always on the move.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know what to do with us. Us bloody Canadians. We used to cause them a lot of trouble, that's why.
What would you do?
We stay out late at night and then sneak in. It was, I don't know. So that was a lot of fun. I was just, 21 years old, 20, 19, whatever.
Did you keep in touch with people who went to the war with you?
Yeah. Some of them came to Canada.
Oh,
Harry
Hurd,
Harry Risman. They're all called Harrys. I don't know why. a lot of people know Harry, Harry this, Harry that. And other than that, I grew up, I went to war, I came home, and that was it. And I had to go to work.
You're listening to Bridging the Social Distance, a show recorded here in Guelph at CFRU as a platform for sharing stories and perspectives during the global pandemic of COVID-19. This show is also being syndicated for CIOI in Hamilton, Ontario. Today I'm speaking with Puss Valeria, a resident over at the Village of Riverside Glen Retirement Residence.
Where did you work when you came home?
When I come home... Well, we worked at a place called the Lancashire Felt. Make felt hats. And then where else? I can't remember where else I worked. A few other places. I don't know. I must have worked someplace. I can't remember, though.
I see the Valeriot name lots of places in Guelph. And I feel like it's probably your family. But what did some of your siblings do? Like, what were some of the other Valeriots doing around Guelph?
Well, there was my father was the head of the Valeriot, I guess. My father, Mike, he ran the grocery store on Owl Street. Then there was D. Valeriot. He ran the hats, hat cleaners, D. Valeriot. And there's lots of Dominic Insurance. Dominic.
Okay, yeah. I've seen that one, I think.
And there was, who else? Other Valerias. Oh. And I grew up on Olive Street. We roller skated. That was a big thing in those days, to have roller skates. But I used to borrow my sister-in-law's skates. She wouldn't let me use them. But when she went away, I'd use them. Then I'd have to clean them all up, make sure she didn't know that I used them. I had fun. I don't know why she wouldn't let me use them. I never broke them. How can you break roller skates? So what did you do when you were a kid? That hard to find for girls?
Well, I don't know. It's funny. We used to go to the river a lot.
You were?
The river. We'd go swim in the river.
What part?
Usually by Riverside Park.
Oh, yeah. Up
there, yeah. 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 Right, like that was... Yeah.
Riverside Park, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Sunny Acres, there's a little park that was really close to my house, so I went there all the time. So
you chased all the boys.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know when I was little.
All the boys chased you.
I liked every park had like a pool, like a little pool, and we would always go hang out in the pools and go swinging. Used to walk on the railway tracks because the railway tracks are right by my house. So we'd walk on the railway tracks and walk way out just to wherever they went.
Well, yeah. Railway tracks.
Yeah. There were neat industrial parts of Guelph that were like maybe old buildings that fell down, like Goldie Mill.
Goldie Mill, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when I was a kid, Goldie Mills had already burned down, so it was just like just pieces of stone, and we hung out there. But you probably remember when Goldie Mills was still a mill.
Yeah. Well, then I grew up and I went away. It's funny. All the girls in England I met wanted to come to Canada. They didn't know. Some of them went out to the prairies. It was cold and miserable in wintertime. They came back. They went back to England fast. They didn't stay. Oh. Other than that, we grew up. We had fun.
Did you have kids? Do you have
Yeah. Peter, Matthew, Elizabeth, Sandra, four. Peter, Matthew, Elizabeth, and Sandra, four of them. Peter's dead. The rest is still Elizabeth. Matthew is a professor down at McMaster. Peter died. Elizabeth and Sandra are married. They have children. They're all smart kids. They take after their mother. You're laughing, are you? She was smart because she married me. Yeah, that was nice life.
Did you get married in the ward at the church?
Yeah, no, after the war.
Mm-hmm. But in the ward at St. Patrick's ward? Like, did you get married at the church there?
Yeah, at the where?
At the church in the ward near Alice?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Alice Street. That's near Alice, right?
Yeah. Alice and Elizabeth. Alice and Metcalf.
Or Alice and Huron.
Huron.
Yeah, because you're right, though. Huron connects with, after you go up the 100 steps, it becomes Metcalf. Yeah.
100 steps. That was a long time ago. That's like 100 years ago. I'm 101 now.
101? Wow.
No. I was born in 1919.
1919. Oh, you'll be 100. What? When's your birthday?
September.
Oh, when in September?
September 16.
Oh, that's my daughter's birthday.
Yeah. Oh boy, yeah. We're the same kid. And birthday kids.
Yeah, I'm in September too, but I'm on the 28th, and my son is on the 19th. We're all September. But yeah, my daughter will be 9 on your birthday.
Nine. Oh boy. Why do we pick September?
I don't know.
September. Oh dear, look at all this board here. Oh dear. What am I going to do tomorrow? What's today? What do you do today?
I'm interviewing you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You get paid for that?
Hmm?
Oh, you must have a lot of fun doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. How many salamis do you have to to question? You get any surprises?
All the time. Yeah. Yeah. Everything's a surprise.
Right.
No one has the same story.
No, you're right. Yeah. What the hell is this? I'm an old man. I'm 100. And I'll be 101.
Yeah.
Then we'll have fun. Once you, it doesn't make any difference. Look at all this keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of number.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you going to do today?
Well, I think it might rain, so I may have to stay in the house. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, it is rain. Look at it.
Yeah. It's like, maybe we're going to rain. We've been working in the garden a lot. So trying to grow vegetables, not doing a very good job, but working on it. I'm not sure how I'm doing.
And where'd you find them?
People gave them to me who... The heirloom seedlings, like seeds from their own. And all the tomatoes, I can see tomatoes, but they're all green. And I don't know if they're going to last long enough to turn red.
Why?
Well, I'm just afraid the animals might eat them or they might rot. Or I don't know. We'll see. I'm not a gardener. I'm not a farmer. I'm just trying. So
you don't want to be. It's work.
It is a lot of work. Yeah.
Yeah.
But over here, a lot of people, there's a lot of Italian immigrants in my neighborhood too. Yeah. And they always had the best gardens, beautiful vegetable gardens. And I'm trying to do my best, but it's...
No work. You got to work.
Yeah.
You got to put stuff in. You got to feed them.
Like you guys probably had a garden, right?
Yeah. We had a garden,
Yeah. Yeah, like a lot of people in the ward have like vegetable gardens.
Yeah, we had. That's where you get fresh stuff. So what else are you going to do today?
Might go for a walk, maybe?
I get tired. You don't have a motorbike or anything like that?
No.
Bicycle?
No, because of the hill. If I just walk down the hill, I get tired coming back up.
I just get tired breathing in and out. That's how I get tired. Oh, dear.
Are there things where you are that you like to do? Like at Riverside Glen? Are there activities or programs you get to do?
No, not that I know of.
No.
You can, I suppose, find something, but they'll find me.
What do you do when you're there?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I just go with the flow. Sometimes I can't find flow. well, why am I so funny?
I really like that line, not being able to find the flow. I feel like I swim upstream, you know?
Yeah.
I don't go with the flow very well.
I go with the flow.
Do you have friends there in the building? Are there other people in the building you remember from Guelph?
In this building?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of it's Tony Ferraro was here. A few others, I can't remember their names, but Tony's one of them.
Yeah.
Do you know Tony?
I interviewed him.
Tony Ferraro.
Yeah, I hadn't met him before, but I interviewed him a week or so ago. He was wonderful.
Yeah, Tony. Tony's a good guy. You know what Ferraro means? Iron worker.
Really?
Ferro's iron. Ferraro. Iron worker. Oh,
that's cool.
And so I used to kid him. I said, you find any iron today? Ferraro.
What does valeriat mean?
Nothing. Valerio. Valorous. We're valiant, I guess. I don't know. Valerioti. Of the valeriots. Valerioti. Oh, yeah, I know what brought my father to Canada, but he came to Canada with my mother. And we were born on Alice Street.
What was your favorite building in Guelph? Because you've been in Guelph 100 years, so... There were probably buildings or places in Guelph when you were young that maybe aren't even here anymore. And I wonder if there were ones you really liked, ones that were really beautiful or really significant.
I can't remember. It's the grocery stores, it's the church of Our Lady, Alice Street. My father had a grocery store on Alice Street. That's where I hung out most of the time. And as kids, we used to hang out in front of the store on Alice Street. And in the summertime, we'd all gather there. Everybody learned to smoke. I don't know if you ever learned to smoke, but everybody learned to smoke. Big deal. So, smoking was a big deal because when I went overseas, all those guys went overseas, we got friends send us cigarettes to smoke. We had more cigarettes, so I had to give mine away. I didn't smoke that much cigarettes. That was the song, Cigarettes and Whiskey and Wild, Wild Women.
They'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
Like
right?
That?
They'll that? Drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane. Yeah. I know that song.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm 100 years old. Tomorrow will be 101. Not tomorrow, September.
September. It's close, yeah.
I wonder if I'll make it to 102. I got to make it to 101 first.
Yeah.
And then who knows? There's a place over there somewhere for me. And, I'm getting old. I'm just 100 years old now. Oh, you're just a kid, aren't you?
I guess. I'm not 100.
Yeah, no, are you more than 19?
I'm 35.
35? Oh.
Yeah.
You look like 34.
Oh, well, thank you.
34. No, I didn't get yet.
I'll be 36 in September, just after you have your birthday. I'll have mine.
You're a September baby, are you?
Yeah.
What day?
I'm the 28th.
I was born 16.
Yeah. Yeah, my daughter's birthday.
16.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He who doesn't eat doesn't wipe himself. I don't know what to do. What did you do today? I was looking at the weather. It's still shiny. Hey, the bird. Bright sunshine. That is right.
What do you think you'll do today?
Nothing.
No?
And just look out the window and watch the rain come and go. And if I get enough energy, I'll go up and walk. Can't go too far. They won't let you.
Yeah.
But they say the door's open. Can't go, so they get back in your room. How long is that going to last?
I don't know. That must be hard for you when you can't leave.
Well, I manage. Sometimes I get too tired, just sit down and rest. That's all us old people can do is rest for the rest of our life. Yes.
Do you have, is your family still in Guelph? Like you mentioned your son was a teacher at McMaster, and then you mentioned your daughters, but are any of your kids or grandkids still here in Guelph?
Matthew is Hamilton, Dundas. Peter's dead. Matthew, Sandra is in Kitchener. Mm. Elizabeth in Guelph. She works at the university. Peter is gone. Matthew's a professor down at McMaster. Mm-hmm. And that's it. I'm the yo-yo. they're good kids. They come to see me often.
Yeah.
I wave to look from the window now. We just wave and talk on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard. This pandemic is really challenging.
Yeah, well, it'll get over.
Did you ever live through anything like that? If you're 100, did you ever live through any kind of global or big health scares?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, there was. I forget what it was, though. But
polio, maybe. When you were little?
No, our family was pretty well okay. We never caught anything. Yeah, my mother and father had a good life. We had my brother Dee ran the store. Mike was a football player for university. C was a doctor. Richie was a doctor. I didn't become a doctor because it was not... I was not made up for it. I did my own thing. I work at the Lancashire Felt, 22 cents an hour. That was the going rate Imagine anybody working today for 22 cents an hour.
Yeah, can't imagine.
22 cents an hour. Anyway, that was a lot of money. I didn't shave. Other than that, I'm here and you're here.
Yeah.
If you're not here, you're there.
Yeah, not so far away, though.
No. So what else are you going to do today?
I don't know. I'm not trapped. Like, I'm allowed to leave. So yeah. We're different that way. You have to stay where you are at the moment, but I can get out. So hopefully I'll go for a walk or go out somewhere. I don't know.
I'm getting too old. I'm only 100. How old? You're not 100. You're not anywhere near. You're just barely 20.
35.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I used to be 35 twice.
Almost three times
not
now.
Quite three times.
That would be amazing.
It's 35.
In 4 years, you'll be, you'll have been 35 three times.
Yeah, boy. I was a poor salami. So, what do we do today? Today we just sit here and watch the traffic go by.
Yeah.
It rained. Could you have a car here?
I have a car. I don't drive very much right now.
Okay.
There's nowhere to go. With the pandemic, I'm trying to be safe and stay home and keep my family safe.
Where's home?
Here in Guelph.
I was born in Guelph. I came back to Guelph.
Yeah.
My wife was in Guelph, too. And my daughters, Elizabeth's in Guelph, and Sandra's in Kitchener. Peter's gone, Matthew's in Halton. Oh, there we are. And the kids all grown up now.
Yeah.
And one of these days I'll be going over there. That's where the cemetery is.
Oh. Can you see it from where you are?
Well, it's on the other side, of the trees. Mm. Big bush in there. It's that way.
What can you see out your window?
I'm just looking at trees there, that's all. The road, the street going by. I don't know what the name of the street is. It's north of Guelph.
It's probably Woodlawn.
Woodlawn, could be.
Yeah.
I can't remember anymore. My hairs go ding-a-ling. And this one, too. This ling-a-ding. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ding. So.
When I look out my window, I see the Church of Our Lady.
Oh, I see.
My house was built in the 1800s.
Church of Our Lady, Notre Dame. You remember when Notre Dame burned down in Paris?
Mm.
Yeah, Notre Dame. Oh, dear. Well, they've been working up on the roof there, but it's raining. Still need to go home. They're changing the shingles. Oh, dear. Have no fear. I should go on a trip somewhere. Where's the last time you went on a trip? Where did you go?
Out west to Vancouver.
To Vancouver. Who you got there?
I was playing music. So, I went and drove back. I haven't been anywhere too far, though. I went to Holland one time and France.
Did you speak Dutch?
No, they spoke English to me.
Yeah. Everybody speaks English.
Yeah. Everyone's very generous. They make it easy.
Yeah.
I would like to go to England.
England?
Yeah, I have a lot of friends in England that I've never been there.
I'm in England. Scotland, England, Scotland, Shetland. The guys sent us Canadians to the Shetland Islands, other places, because the girls all wanted to come to Canada. Some of them got fooled and went to the prairies. They wanted to come back to England. Imagine that, from England going to the prairies.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I have friends in the prairies too, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But there's some nice things. Yeah.
To get a kid from England and dump him in the
yeah, it's really something.
Yeah. So I guess the rain's finished.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
There's so long as they're working up there. Look at them. And you see them. Oh, you can't see them.
No.
You're in there. Up on top of the roof. They got stuff. Don't fall, salami.
I like you're watching the workers now, and you used to watch the workers when you were a kid.
I got to take a trip somewhere.
Where are you going to go?
York Road.
Yeah?
That's about as far as I can go now. York Road, Alice Street.
What would you do if you went to York Road right now?
I don't know. I've been in North Bay, Vancouver. I've been across... Halifax. I've been to all those places. At 100 years old, you got to go someplace. And then I went traveling to the States, took the kids. We went for holidays down in the States, California. And that was it. And it's raining outside, or stopped raining. Look at it, working up there. Salamis, look at them. Oh, well, I get tired watching them. So what are you going to do today?
I don't know. Work in the garden, I think.
The garden is raining.
Well, yeah, if it stops raining.
Are you growing radishes?
Tomatoes.
Are you growing radishes?
No, no radishes. I'm growing tomatoes and peppers.
Potatoes?
No potatoes. Cabbage and spinach. Strawberries. Yeah. I have lots of berries, strawberries and raspberries and currants, blueberries.
I always had a big garden. They grew, I had to feed them. The higher standards are family standards, whatever that means. Oh, what a day. What else are you going to do today?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Are you inside or outside?
Inside.
I'm inside too.
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like I should probably let you go. We've been talking for about an hour. Probably tired of talking to me.
No, I'm all right. I don't have to go anyplace. I'm here till doomsday. Why do they call it doomsday? Doom. Go home, you silly so-and-sos. They're working up there in the rain. I guess it stopped raining. You still here or are you gone?
Yeah, I'm still here, but I probably need to get going.
Well, I see you now, yeah.
Yeah. I should probably get going, though.
You what?
I should probably get going.
No, I just see the reflection.
Yeah, I might let you go, though, Tony.
I'm not going anyplace.
Yeah, but Puss, I might have to go, though.
Okay.
I got to go probably make lunch for my family.
I'm not going anyplace. I'm watching the world go by.
I think, Puss, I should let you go. It was very nice to meet you. I'll come visit sometime, okay?
Goodbye.
So once again, that was Pacifico Valeriot, also known as Puss Valeriot, a 100-year-old resident living over at the village of Riverside Glen, who was born and raised here in Guelph. That brings us to the end of this episode of Bridging the Social Distance, a show produced at CFRU in Guelph and syndicated for CIOI in Hamilton, Ontario, that aims to create a platform for us sharing what we are doing to get through this time together in the wake of COVID-19. To take us to the end of the hour, I'm going to play a track of music. This is by local artist Rich Burnett off his brand new album, The Fog, and the song is called Crippled Station Blues. Thank you for listening.
When I was a man of town, I worked below the street. from a warehouse job. I was crippled with defeat, crippled with defeat. I'd forget what time it was, if it was night or day. And so my mind would wander on. It was better off that way, better off that way. It was dark, it was gray, it was better off that way. And all the men I worked beside were lazing in the bleak. They'd sit around and criticize with words I can't repeat, words I can't repeat. When I took my lunch break, I'd go across the street, sit in Union Station, watch the people on their feet, the people on their feet.
Thank you.